الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم قال يا قوم إني لكم نذير مبين أن اعبدوا الله واتقوه وأطيعون يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا والله جعل لكم الأرض بساطا لتسلكوا منها سبلا فجاجا
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تزد الظالمين إلا ضلالا مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا ولم يجدوا لهم من دون الله أنصارا وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
After remaining at Qatar, there'll be a short ta'lim from Hadith. All brothers are requested to participate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: الله تعالى وجبت محبتي للمتحابين في والمتجالسين في والمتزاورين في والمتباذلين في. رواه مالك. سيدنا معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated to us: I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my love is due as of right to those who love each other for my sake, and unite and sit together for my sake, and spend on each other for my sake. Commentary: the servant who has subordinated their love and attachment and social relations to the good pleasure of Allah, and whose state is that they love whom they love, and meet whoever they meet, and sit with and spend on another purely for gaining pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are surely worthy of His special love and good graces. This is also known as a hadith qudsi. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رجلا زار أخا له في قرية أخرى فأرسل الله له على مدرجته ملكا قال أين تريد؟ قال أريد أخا لي في هذه القرية. قال هل لك من نعمة تربها؟ قال لا غير أني أحببته في الله. قال فإني رسول الله إليك بأن الله قد أحبك كما أحببته فيه. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, once a person set out to meet a brother of his who lived in another town or village, and Allah caused an angel to sit by the road by which he was traveling and wait for him there. Thus, when the man arrived at that place, the angel asked him, where are you going? And he says, I'm going to such and such town where a brother of mine lives. Then he said, is he under a debt of gratitude to you which you want to cause to grow and become stronger by your way of going? The angel asked. The man replied, no. Then the angel said, there is no other reason. Well, the man said, there is no other reason than I love him for the sake of Allah. Thereupon the angel said, now I tell you that Allah has sent me to inform you that he loves you just as you love his servant for his sake. Commentary. This incident apparently appertains to a person who belongs to an earlier ummah. We further learn from it that angels can sometimes also come to a non-prophet by Allah's permission and talk to him face to face. The coming of Jibreel alayhi salam to Maryam radiallahu anha, for instance, is mentioned in the Quran, though it is known that she was not a prophet. The substance of it is that for a man to love his brother for the sake of Allah and to go to meet him for the same reason is an act that makes him the favorite of Allah, and occasionally he also makes it known to him through an angel. Subhanallah. So previously, yesterday, we were speaking regarding how we should make our perspective or the way we treat others through the lens of understanding or having love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or feeling duty bound by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through seeing through that perspective we treat others in that respect. Now these two narrations goes a bit further to explain as to how powerful it is that if a person does so, if a person, despite whoever may treat him in a very provocative manner, or whatever reason, a small minor issue that is not enough to kind of go about and bring some sort of arbitration that's necessary, or there's any conflict like this. But just generally, sometimes people don't always get along and there could be certain few personal ego issues at play. But if a person is able to ignore all of this and look towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understands his duty and understands that every creation is the creation of Allah, and this way he still deals with him in a very civil manner, let's say, or if he can go a bit further and at least show some level of warmth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that hadith Qudsi and also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through that narration, that through this a person can actually earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So these are very, very important hadith, and it should really encourage us to really allow us to find an extra gear. And this is the whole essence of the month of Ramadan. That whilst shaitan is locked up, a lot of times there's all these thoughts that come across our mind, especially when dealing with other people, and shaitan puts a lot of wiswas and wasawis. So while the moment remains, you have 20 odd days remaining where those bad thoughts are not going to be regurgitating in our mind, let's try to establish a new level, a new gear, that at least inshallah for the remaining periods of time before, if Allah allows us to reach the next Ramadan, you know, we don't go to a kind of minus. We're able to establish a higher level, and then of course whatever happens is by the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But inshallah this is a very, very productive month to establish good habits and good traits within ourselves. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
فضلك